Jerry, you're talking about astringent and non-astringent. What do you mean by that?
See, those words may not mean anything to people that have never into a green persimmon.
Yeah.
Astringent, they have soluble tannins. That, of course, these things disappear completely as the fruit ripens or softens. But if you ain't got sense enough to know when that fruit is ripe, and you bite into an astringent persimmon, it'll pucker your lips all the way around your earlobes. I'm telling you, it's bad. I mean, you look like you, I don't know what you look like. Your lips, you won't be able to say your name for half an hour. Now, they've come up with some non-astringent types that are not quite that bad, you know, that you can eat on the green side. Mm. But you know, why would you want to eat a persimmon before it's really ripe? Yeah. Well, you want to leave them on the tree. See, a persimmon, it has the fruit on the tree, and then all of a sudden in the fall, all the leaves fall off. All the leaves fall off. Mm-hmm. All the grasshoppers come along and eat the leaves off. And of course the leaves are big, thick, and green, and then those leaves fall off. It looks like a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. When those persimmons begin to turn a color, it looks like a Christmas tree out there.
With all the ornaments on it.
Yeah. And of course, then the problem is you have to figure out how to get them before the birds are going to get them, because they like them when they get soft, and possums.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Have you ever seen a sick possum? No, because they know that persimmons are good.
Yeah, possum up a persimmon tree,
And possum is one of the most ancient of all animals, so, and the only reason for that is, when they've lived so long, the species that survives is going to eat a lot of persimmons. So we're not talking about whether this thing is nutritious or not. But anyway, I think the key to it is choosing the right variety. There's some around called, probably the most common is one called, Tananashi. Tananashi is
probably
the most sold. There are some, one called Hashia. H-A-C-H-I-Y-E-A, something like that. That's a good one. Tamopan is, and all these things have different shapes and whatever. So, one called Eureka is really, one of the best ones as far as being a reliable producer. But, you might want to try some persimmon. Now, the only problem that people have had with persimmon is it takes about 3 or 4 years for them to outgrow a juvenility situation of where they set persimmon fruit when they're just 1 or 2 years old, and they said, that parson didn't know what he was talking about. I got persimmons on this sucker and it's only 2 years old. And then all the fruit will fall off. Any kind of stress, heat, drought, wet, anything. A bird flying over, winking at them. I mean, anything will cause them to fall off until they get about 5 years old.
And I don't have time for that.
But what you want to do, if you want to try a persimmon, is go on out there and find one and feel them. If they're hard, leave them alone. But when you feel one, you say, this one's rotted. This one's rotted. And then you take it off of there, you cut it off. You don't pull a persimmon.
Oh, okay.
You don't pull it. You cut it off. And then you get your knife. Now, you need to be alone when you're doing this. See? I did this on television with Christopher Roo. And, you know, here that boy comes in a three-piece suit. You know how he is. He's nice and clean and his hair slicked back and all the implanted stuff and everything else. And so I'm cutting this persimmon open. And I said, hey, Evan, when you cut it open, it looks like... it's a mucus situation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you cut it at a real ripe, perfect persimmon, it just kind of runs. It just kind of lays there and just kind of juices
quivers
all over.
A little,
it kind of quivers. It kind of looks like Jell-O that's melting, see?
Yeah.
And so he sticks his finger in it, you know, taste it like I, you know, and he said, ooh, that's good. I said, no, son. Now, this is on television. You know, I said, no, this is the way you do it. Then I picked that persimmon up and went, you know, that's the way you do it. You just got to suck them in. You just got to suck them in because that mucus was running all over my mouth there, you know, dripping off my chin. And with that, the whole room cleared. I was just in there sucking persimmons all by myself. But once you get that taste, if you like that, oh, man.
It's the best.
Nothing in the world any better.
Go buy some persimmon trees.
And just get the suck. Now, if you want it, you know how to ripen a persimmon that's hard?
No.
Freeze it.
It'll ripen
free. Freeze it. Now, you got to let it thaw before it's soft, my friend. I know you've... but anyway, you put it in the freezer and it freezes hard brick. When you thaw it, what does anything do? What does everything do when you freeze it and thaw it? It
breaks
soft.
Down, yeah. Hey, we got to go. Time's gone, but thanks for giving us the latest dissertation on persimmons.
And Shirley, I think Shirley's got some persimmon jelly recipe.
Oh, good. Okay.
So if y'all want a persimmon jelly recipe, write Shirley Johnson.
Okay, and Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Be back again on Thursday.